7:41, Brock Hunter, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to get right to it because, of course, Hunter went long talking about his weird sports and whatnot. So, here we go.
No, you know what?
What?
I don't go along at all.
It wasn't me singing to you about how I want to kiss you all over. I know that's not what did it. Anyway, it's time for your topic of the day. As always, brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. Who's hiring now? Check out more. Special-Light, LITE.com. And start a new career today right here in Southwest Michigan with Special Light. Your topic for today. What was the greatest pleasure you ever felt?
Ooh.
I'm just going to kick off with mine, and I'm going to tell everyone, all right, if you have a weak stomach, you may not want to listen to this. It's not that gross, but it's gross enough where if you're maybe eating a bowl of cereal or having some eggs in the morning, it might throw you off a little bit. But the greatest pleasure I ever felt, this happened, I think, probably about 5-6 years ago. Anyway, I had this wart.
Ew, you gross.
I'm sick. Gross. Hey, kissing frogs. Ew. Kissing toads. Ew. No, I had a wart on my last knuckle of my middle finger on my right hand. And it was just kind of always there.
Gross,
it was just
kind of
always there, right? So finally, I'm like, God, I got to get rid of this thing. You know, it's just a pain in the ass. It kind of hurts sometimes. You know, so I went and got, you can get this at like Walgreens, Walmart, whatever. It's basically like the liquid, like the dry ice. And you freeze the wart. You basically freeze it to kill it or whatever. Anyway.
Seen those commercials?
Yeah. So I did that and I was like, oh, okay, that worked pretty good. And then like a month later, I noticed like at the top of this thing, it was kind of like a scab. Like it was like, eh. And I was able to pick it off. So I took a pair of tweezers and I grabbed it and I pulled. And the feeling of release, like it pulled the root out, like the chunk that came out of my hand was, it looked like a spike, almost looked very like alien like. I'm like, oh my God. And then I had this,
what is that? Yeah, you got the root for sure.
I had this hole then where it was. So like I pulled the root out, but the relief I felt on that, like I'd be willing to get another wart just so I could do that again. It felt so good.
It felt so good.
It's so weird. I've never felt it, but I was like, it was like the pressure and just I don't know what it was, but and it's never came back. You can't even tell that I had a root there. Like I got it, and it felt so effing good that again I'd be willing to get another wart just so I could do that whole process again. Because that's how great it felt. That was the greatest pleasure ever.
I'm surprised you can feel anything in those tiny little hands of yours.
You know what? You know, your mom likes my hands. All right, how about that? Okay.
Not anymore. They're all warty.
All warty. Where do you think I got the warts from, man?
Oh, come on. What an ass. You're an ass.
All right. What about you? What's the greatest pleasure you ever felt? Enough about my warty hands.
Oh, yeah, God, dude, you're trying to eat. People are out there trying to eat food, dude. Anyway, so I got two of them. One's emotional and one's physical, I guess. So I had two of them. I'm going to start with the physical one. I was really sick one time, like real, like flu-ish, just bad. I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
And when they pumped that saline through you the first time, dude, I am telling you, it's like a wave of like coldness that goes through your body. You're just like, wow.
Now, did that saline have like the morphine? Was it like a morphine drip or was it just
I hope they cocktailed the hell out of that thing. And they might have. But whatever was in it. Yeah, I knew there was saline in it, but maybe there was some other stuff in there too. But dude, unbelievable. I'm like, it's always the very first time too when you feel it go through your body. It's like a cold sensation. I'm just like, dude, that feels so much better.
Never had that done, but I have a feeling like if you're sick and you finally get that like medicine and the pain goes away, that's got to feel great.
Hey, you know what? The oxygen bars, trash. If you've ever tried one of those, I don't know what those things are, but they're trash. In the future, dude, you're going to be able to go to some place where you just pump saline through you for a hangover.
Ready
and I'm telling
go.
You, Brock, first time you do it, you're going
to
be like, every Sunday, I'll be here.
Every Sunday. Forget about
every
it.
Every Sunday.
Save my spot. I'm going to be back.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good physical one. Now, what about your emotional one?
Most recently when I got the phone call, hey, your father's heart surgery was successful.
Oh,
man. Dude.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. That's a great pleasure knowing that your loved one is okay.
Yeah, because you're just burning circles in your carpet. Because it was during like COVID time too, so you couldn't go visit.
Yep.
And it was just, you felt helpless. And that phone call was just,
Can I add one so I don't seem like a jerk just talking about my warts? Like, you know, the greatest pleasure I ever felt is when my baby was born. How about that?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I was surprised you didn't go right to that because that's the most recent.
But that's a given. That's a given. Yeah, of course
and
I was
sure
happy.
I'm sure Facebook's full of it, too. Facebook's full of those answers.
Look, baby being born number one, close second, wart, getting a wart pulled off my finger.
Might be a tie.
Close second for sure. Might be a tie.
Wart felt pretty good.
Look, I love my baby. But pulling that wart off my finger felt amazing. All right. It was probably the greatest thing ever. I think the baby will understand. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's the greatest pleasure you ever felt? We'll be back with more.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:53, Brock Hunter.
Morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Your topic for today brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What's the greatest pleasure you ever felt? Let's take a phone call. WIRX, hello.
Brock, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Morning.
Commando Salad.
What's up, man?
Okay, so other than marrying my wife, which was more of an emotional, this was like a combined physical and emotional band I was in had the opportunity to open for Quiet Riot, original lineup.
Yeah.
And when we opened for Nationals, we did all original material. We were like, no, we're not doing covers. We're doing our thing. And we closed with one of our songs off our CD. And by about the midway point, because the chorus was so, you know, catchy, the complete strangers in the packed room at the old Heartland, which turned into Club Fever, which I don't know what it is now, but they were all singing along with that. And you know what? There's no better feeling than turning complete strangers onto something that you wrote.
Damn. I can only imagine. Not to mention just being there playing in front of them. I'm sure that was a rush and all in its own, man. That's great, dude. I love it.
Yeah. It was awesome. We had a lot of great opportunities that those couple of years there with Nationals and Youth Fair and Venetian Festival and all that. But that one with Quiet Riot, I've actually got that on video somewhere. And I'm getting chills just thinking about how awesome it was just to connect with people on that level with the rock and roll thing.
For sure, brother. Awesome answer. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
We'll see you. You know, Hunter, we've kind of talked about that with like some of these bands, like the Stones. Like, why are they still touring? And it's probably the feeling that
pleasure. That feeling never goes away.
It probably, you know, each time they go on stage in front of, I got a feeling that the pleasure, the meter on
Here's
that
what it
has
is.
Got to be
it,
through the roof.
The nervousness and like the prep, like, and all that stuff beforehand gets easier.
Yeah.
But the actual presence on the stage and the feeling you get on the stage at the given time never goes away.
Yeah.
There's no way that you can get tired in front of all those people.
Yeah. And people just, you know, screaming for you and just loving everything you're doing. Like,
another weird thing about that is it goes by like that.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of comedians talk about that too. They're like, we'll do an hour set that literally feels like 10 minutes.
Yep. Yep.
It's like your hour's up, and you're like, what? That's why, like, Dave Chappelle can go for, like, 6 hours. It's because there's something about it. Time just flies by when you're on stage.
Unlike the Plan B Morning Show, where 10 minutes feels like an effing lifetime.
Jesus, dude. It's like 45 minutes.
What's going on?
Just drags.
Mitch's drags. Is this ever going to end? Let's go to Facebook. What's the greatest pleasure you ever felt? A lot of people said, you know, seeing their kids, holding their kids for the first time. Which is nice. That's sweet. I get it. Brian actually said something pretty good. He said the Cubs winning the World Series in 2016.
Oh, there you go.
For a diehard Cubs fan or all those Cubs fans, that was probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Macy's,
he also said his kids, too, right?
His kids, too. Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah.
Brian did have a pretty big baby bump. I'm sure it was a relief.
He looked good. He looked good afterwards. He did. Macy said when your dog or other pets come to cuddle with you on their own. Do you feel that way? Is that a nice pleasure feeling when Tito or whatever comes up? Like, meow.
Well, Tito does. Yeah, the other one does it. The other one, I don't know if he likes me too much.
I don't think he does. He doesn't.
But, yeah, it's kind of nice when your animal is like, yeah, I like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good dude.
Let's do, where's one? Ricky had a good one. He said reeling in a 35-inch striped bass after spending almost an hour reeling in a 45-pound catfish 150 yards off the Kentucky Dam with my grandfather by my side.
Damn.
The look on his face when I had the two biggest fish on that trip is one I'll never forget. Yeah, that's a good feeling, man. That's something that that you don't forget. Feels nice.
It's something about that, you know, when you catch a fish and you have it on the line, you start to get real nervous because you don't want to lose it.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is. Yeah. You're kind of concerned. Your senses are heightened for sure.
Yeah. Feels good. It's like if, you know, don't get me wrong, drugs are great, but it's unfortunately that you get addicted to those drugs. It's like if we could get that all the time, we'd be set, man. We'd be set.
Yeah, you can't choose when you have that fish on the line.
That's true. That's true. Anything, really. Oh, you got any other pleasurable things? I got my two out. Yeah. Yeah. I got my gross one and my nice one. So I think I'm all set. So, and sex, obviously. I mean, we got to throw that out there.
I'm surprised nobody said that.
Hey, no, we
say besides? We said besides.
I didn't put that in there, which I'm actually very impressed that people didn't go crazy. Fine. We'll end with Alex's. What's the greatest pleasure you've ever felt? Oh, you know, your mom. Thanks, Alex. He kept an even keel there for us, you know?
Brought it right back.
Actually,
right? We had a good show going, Brock.
No, we'll end with Christy's because I'm going to disagree. She says a hot bubble bath. Christy said it's the greatest pleasure she's ever felt.
The greatest thing.
You're sitting in your own filth, Christy. All right, come on now. All right, you're basically in your own gross soup. All right.
Quit taking baths.
You
are soaking in the stuff you're trying to get off your body. Doesn't make sense.
It's 2021. We're in the future. We don't need to take baths anymore, all right?
Get in the shower.
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Christy, you just did a big old stinky bath.
Does your bath have legs on it, too? A little clawfoot bathtub you got there?
You got rose petals in there? You weirdo. Get out of there with your weird bath. Just a hot, dirty soup. You know, some of those flies were there when I got in. Yeah, exactly. All right. Now we can end. We'll be back with more.